Hi, this is Emeritus Utopia, and this is the aftercare for the rape seminar audio, specifically geared towards people who don't have the easiest time with topics of non-consent, or maybe aren't into that as a kink, or people who just like are new to it and like are just kind of like pushed themselves a little bit to try something new, or like aren't as accustomed to it. As such, I am going to do my best not to use the R word throughout the rest of this aftercare. I know I try not to use it in this half of aftercare, but it was in the title of the audio. And I'm not going to promise that I'm not going to use the R word, but I don't use it flippantly, when I speak about this topic. If I say that word, I'll do so with a good reason, or I'll try to do so with a good reason. So just to get some things out of the way before we jump into, some of the really more in-depth things that I want to cover, and this is in no order of importance. These are all very important things. If you don't like this stuff, if you aren't into the non-consent kink, if you struggled with it, if you like tried something new and you came out of this and you were like, this isn't for me, or like this was too hard for me to listen to, or even if you were like, I needed to take a break during this, that's okay. You're not broken or messed up. You're not any less than anybody who did enjoy the audio. You're just as valid, just as welcome, and just as safe here. GWA is a safe space for people for adults to engage in and explore kinks that they like. And there are so many kinks out there. There's nothing wrong with you if you're not into this one. Absolutely nothing wrong. Okay. And I feel so strongly about that, especially with this particular audio for the reasons that are in the notes and ramble, that like I literally gave you an entire other audio to listen to if you aren't into this one. I feel very strongly that your boundaries deserve to be respected and maintained. And that goes for yourself as well, right? You deserve to respect your own boundaries on top of other people respecting your boundaries. So if you literally showed up and went, oh Jesus, I don't think I can listen to this one, and then went, ooh, bonus audio, and then you liked that one, like that's good. Like that's it's all good. I did that for you. So I'm always considering you the listener who is not super into the non-con kink. I try very hard to make sure that I am cycling my like the topics of my audios around so that you have accessible content to listen to. Nobody can make you listen to this stuff, except for yourself, and you shouldn't do that. So yeah, you don't owe anybody an explanation as to why you aren't into it. I think it's great to know. I think it's very healthy, and it's a wonderful way to learn about yourself, or like to reinforce things that you might have known already about yourself. But you don't owe anybody an explanation as to why it's not an easy topic for you. The other big thing that I wanted to cover at the beginning, again, this isn't more or less important than the concept of acceptance. These are just both highly important, paramount things. Non-consent is never okay. Acts of non-consent are never okay. Full stop, period, end of discussion. Like, this should honestly go without saying, but I think it's helpful to hear that from maybe the voice that was that made this audio. It's not. I do not defend. I do not promote. I do not endorse acts of non-consent. Excuse me, I need water. Excuse me. I do not. I think audios are a great place to explore the idea. I think they're one of the safest places to explore the idea, given that the overwhelming majority of audios are made by, like, one person. So, like, presumably, like, nobody is being harmed in the audio. Presumably you have control over whether or not you listen to it. So, like, for a lot of people, that's helpful. Like, they have control over a situation via the play and pause and stop button. But at the end of the day, consent constitutes a lot of things. And all of them have to be present for it to count as consent. A lot of these pillars are violated throughout the course of this audio, so I thought it'd be good every once in a while for us to stop and walk through. This is the framework that I've been using for what constitutes consent. I got this from Planned Parenthood. I don't know if that's where it came from originally, but that's just where I found it. But they have an acronym called FRIES, like F-R-I-E-S, and each letter represents a different tenet of consent that must be present in order for it to count as consent. I really like this framework. So let's go through it. So the F in FRIES stands for freely given. Freely given means that you are giving that consent without being pressured to do so, or without external influences. This includes things like pressure from the partner or the other person. This includes manipulation. This includes the influence of drugs. So, like, if somebody is, you know, drugged into a state where they are giving consent, it doesn't count as consent. If somebody is pressured or bullied into giving consent, that doesn't count as consent. And, you know, like, people shouldn't be treating you this way. You don't deserve to be treated that way. And this ties in a little bit to one of the later ones, but the next one is R, reversible, which means that you are allowed to rescind and take back your consent at any point that you wish. So, for example, let's say that I agreed to, let's just say I agreed to sex, right? It doesn't mean that I agreed to sex forever. I am allowed to, in the middle of it, be like, hey, I'm not comfortable anymore with this. I would like to stop, and to have that boundary be respected. I think for those of us, and I kind of count myself in this group, honestly, for those of us who are not very good at maintaining our own boundaries, for those of us that are like people pleasers, I think this is a really hard one, because we go, oh well, like, I already agreed to this once, like, that means I, like, if I say that I don't want to do it anymore, then it's like I'm taking it back, and then it means like the other person's gonna take it personally, or like I'm gonna ruin it, or like they're gonna be mad that I don't want to do this thing anymore, or hurt, and it turns into a whole thing, right? I'm like that, so if you're like that, I get it, but I think we should strive to remember that reversibility is a core component of consent. You are allowed to rescind your consent. Yeah, that's it. That's R. The third letter is I. Stands for informed. This one's not as covered in this audio, but I still think it's worth going over. informed basically means that you have full knowledge of what's going on. Basically, if somebody is touching you or like doing things to you like without you knowing, or something like that, an example would be like if somebody takes off a condom without the other person knowing, or like tampers with it without them knowing. You can't agree to something if you don't know it's happening, right? So, that counts as non-consent. And if you weren't informed, then you were having consent taken away from you, which is not okay, right? The fourth letter is enthusiastic. This means that you are consenting because you want to, not because you feel like you're being expected to, not because you feel like you should or like it's your duty as a partner or something like that, but it's because you want to. And again, I think this one ties in really closely with the first letter, which is freely given. I think it's, especially for people pleasers, it's really easy for that line to kind of get blurred. And so I think sometimes people, not anybody I know, definitely not me, we might think like, oh, like, well, I want to do this because I want to be a good partner, or like, I want to make the other person feel good, or stuff like that. And we don't want to say no. I have a lot of trouble saying no to people. So I think it's good to stop every once in a while and be like, hey, am I doing X action because I want to be doing this, or is it because I feel like I'm supposed to, right? And if you're not doing something because you want to, I think that's worth stopping and taking a look at. And I also think it's worth remembering that, again, like, going back to number two, your consent is reversible. If you have that realization that there's something that you're doing and you don't want to be doing it, you're allowed to stop. You don't owe anybody anything, okay? The fifth letter in fries is specific. This means that consenting to one thing doesn't mean that you consent to other things. And this should be pretty straightforward, but, like, again, it's an important ingredient of consent. So, like, if I agree to something like kissing, that doesn't mean I agree to sex. If I agree to sex, that doesn't mean I agree to, like, a specific other kind of sex. I don't know. Like, if I want to be fucked, like, on my back, it doesn't mean that I want to be fucked on my knees. Like, just for example, I don't know, right? And this is another one of those, like, man, I'm noticing a theme here. This is another one of those, like, slippery slopes for people pleasers, where it's like, well, I already agreed to kissing, like, I guess I should just agree to doing this other thing, or, like, you know? And this is going to come into play in the upcoming conversation about the audio, but you are allowed to like one thing and to consent to one thing, and not others. That's what this part of consent is telling me, or is telling you, is telling us, right? We're all on this journey of consent together. You're allowed to pick and choose what you consent to. All of these things, right? Freely given, reversible, informed, enthusiastic, specific. All of these things have to be there in order for consent to be properly given. Like, you have to have all the lions that form Voltron or whatever. Otherwise, you're missing an arm. All right, this is a bad analogy for people who don't know about Voltron. Sorry. I just like giant robots, okay? I'm getting off topic. You don't deserve to have your consent taken away from you. And you deserve to have all five of these elements of consent be present when you give it. I want to shift gears a little bit, and I want to talk a little bit about the audio. I'm going to put out a content warning right now. I'm going to talk about things that happen in the audio. I know there are people who show up to aftercares because they... because I know there are people who show up to the aftercares and they don't listen to the audio. I'm going to describe some of the things that the speaker character says, but I'm not going to read them verbatim. The reason I'm doing this is because I think it's worth picking them apart and establishing why they are not valid, or like why they violate tenets of consent. And the reason I want to do this is because this audio is a very highly satirical and unrealistic scenario, and it was written and performed to be that. For a bit of background knowledge, this is in the script offer. The inspiration for this audio is a piece of literature by Jonathan Swift called A Modest Proposal. In it, the narrator, I guess, who is the speaker character, it's basically a paper that he writes to address the problem of the hunger problem of lower class people in Ireland. And the proposal, the modest proposal, is that poor people just sell their children for people to eat. And the point of it is that it's delivered as a completely straight-faced, serious thing. But you know, the idea is insane. The idea is cruel, it's inhumane, and it's crazy. And basically it was done to parody and criticize the cruelty of upper class people towards lower class, by showing them as inhumane, in how nonchalantly they would suggest such a thing. This audio is meant to be similar. It's meant to be performed. Well, I intended it to be performed in a nonchalant manner to make it seem like the person just thinks that it's normal to do all of these crazy, cruel things to the listener. And the point of that is to drive home the fact that he's nuts. I think the speaker character in this is a psychopath. And I also think that the rest of the audience watching the events play out are also psychopathic. Nobody should want to actually see a human being suffer like that. Again, if this is a fantasy that people have, I think that's one thing, but and I think that's a good and healthy thing for people who are into it, but you know, they should stay in fantasy. So the speaker character is meant to be a batshit crazy villain. And the whole scenario is meant to be like a completely impractical thing that where you're this is literally crazy. This would never happen. That being said, I do think there are elements of this that are real. Little bits and pieces of this are real, and I think it's worth dismantling and taking that apart and going look, these things violate consent. Because for a lot of people, little bits and pieces of this audio are real. I already kind of talked a little bit about... Wait, did I? It might have been the other aftercare. There are parts where the listener is pinned down in various ways. I'm not going to go too into detail. I don't think I need to. It should go without saying again, but that violates consent. That's not okay. whether it's something as simple as being being held, being sat on, having your exit to a room be blocked off. These are all things that are not okay. People shouldn't be treated that way, and you shouldn't be treated that way. There's a part where the speaker character is deliberately attempting to cause like some form of cognitive dissonance in the listener, and he basically like compliments the listener while continuing to perform acts of non-consent. And he says stuff like, "Oh, because I'm complimenting you now, like I'm gonna confuse her because I'm mixing together things that she wants and doesn't want, and now I'm messing you up because now you won't be able to like be able to take compliments without thinking about this terrible thing that happened." And I think that's, again, like that's a pretty real element. I think I identify pretty heavily with the idea that like with the idea of making associations. Of things that I like kind of getting a little messed up through associations with things that I didn't want, or things that I didn't have a positive experience with. Okay. And sorry, where was I? This is a violation of the idea of the tenet of specificity. Of specificness, specificity. So, I just wanted to point out that you are allowed to, for example, like want compliments, but not want sex. And I think drawing that line and saying like, "Hey, I'm allowed to consent to one thing, or I'm allowed to want one thing and not another." I think drawing that line can often help us recover things that we may have lost through negative experiences or something like that, right? Or validate that it's okay to still want those things. Or to, like, it can even come down to the person, right? Like, I can consent to one person saying something to me and not consent to another person saying that same thing to me, right? Like, it works the same way. Like, you wouldn't think I was weird for consenting to sex with one person and not consenting to sex with another, right? So I want you to feel like it's okay for you to be specific about what you are consenting to, and that it's okay for you to be specific about who you were consenting to them from. I want you to feel like it's okay to be specific about who you're giving consent to. Whoa there. All right, sorry, that sentence took me a couple tries. I did outline this aftercare, which is more than I've done for any other aftercare. Usually I outline it in my brain and then just trust myself to get through it, but this one was pretty important, so I outlined it, but I didn't script it out, so... I just wanted it to come from me as much as it possibly could. There's another part where the speaker is like, "Oh, like you're starting to like get tired and you're not fighting back as hard anymore. And that means like you're starting to get into it," or something like that. This is obviously false. And it violates the pillar of freely given, of F, right? The F in fries. If somebody is physically worn down, and then eventually like has no choice but to accept something like sex, that doesn't count as consent. And it is wrong of the speaker character to say so. Same with other things. Like, there's a part where he says something like, "Oh, 'cause you're getting wet, that means your body wants this." That's not how it works. People get hard and people get wet, without wanting to sometimes. That's just how our bodies work. So if anybody's ever said something like, "Oh, well, like you're wet and therefore like I can tell that you want it," like, you only want it if you want it, okay? Like, your body doesn't get to decide for you what you want. okay, sometimes your body decides if it's if your body just like really wants like mac and cheese or something like that. That's not the same thing, right? Craving a craving for mac and cheese is not the same thing as giving consent. I swear to God, I'm gonna get quoted on that quote, Evelyn. Your body craving mac and cheese is not the same thing as giving consent. Great. Your body craving mac and cheese is not the same thing as like your body having an involuntary physical reaction to something, especially something that you did not give your consent to. Okay. What else? There's a couple other ones. There's a part with some choking involved, and it's like, oh, if you don't do like X action for me, I'm gonna choke you harder. And then there's a bit more gaslighting involved, where it's like, oh, well, now they're doing it, which means that they want to. Again, that's not freely given consent. That is literal physical pressure that is being applied to make somebody do something. That's not consent. Even if somebody is moving their body or like participating in an act, that doesn't mean that they want to do it, right? Again, I like what I said earlier. It's like you only want something if you want it. That's it. And then I think there's one more. Is there one more bit? I don't think so. I think that was pretty much what I wanted to cover. And I already talked about this being satire. I already talked about this, about the listener character being a villain. I guess I just want to bring it back for the end. You deserve to have your boundaries respected and maintained. And I mean to say two things with that. The first is, any of these little pieces, right? Like, again, the audio holistically, not a very realistic scenario, but like the tiny little blocks that build it up, more real than I wish they were. I wish they weren't, but they are. And so I wanted to walk through the audio and those little building blocks and just pick apart the pieces and be like, this isn't okay. This isn't okay. This isn't okay. None of these tiny little pieces are okay. Just because somebody isn't holding you hostage at a seminar on how to perform acts of non-consent doesn't mean that they are just as reprehensible for only committing parts and bits and pieces of this, right? Somebody's blocking your exit to a room to like pressure you into something, that's unacceptable, right? If somebody is like trying to gaslight you by like mixing compliments with things that they know like repulse you, that's not okay, right? That's kind of why I wanted to take that like step-by-step walk through this. And then finally, I know we said this at the beginning, but this is the aftercare for people who aren't as into non-consent as a kink. And I just wanted to say one more time that it's okay. It's okay for you to not like this kink. I would not accept anybody who is into it judging you for not being into it. Similarly, I would not really accept you for judging people for being into it, but like GWA is a safe place for consenting adults to engage in fantasies that they want to take part in. And I think of you. You person who isn't into this. Like you are in my thoughts all the time. I'm very conscious about trying to make sure I don't post like multiple non-consent audios back to back, because I know there are those of you who show up week after week to just see like, oh, what is there to click on now, and I work really hard to make sure that you don't go long between pieces of content that are accessible to you. So, oh yeah. So the first part about maintaining your own boundaries, right? Sorry, I got sidetracked. The first part was like, in your real life with things that happen, right? You deserve to have your boundaries maintained and respected. And second off, when it comes to things like audios, you deserve to maintain and respect your own boundaries. Don't let anybody pressure you into listening to this. Definitely don't come into my posts feeling like you owe me like a listen, or like that you're like that you have to listen to like support me. Don't do that. I want you to be safe, and I want you to be healthy, and I want you to be okay. I know that this audio has triggered people in the past, and that is why I literally gave you a whole nother audio to listen to. That's next week's audio, but I gave it to you a week early because I just wanted to make sure that you didn't listen to this audio if you didn't want to. And I wanted to make sure that you didn't feel pressured in any way to listen to it. But, you know, at the end of the day, you gotta respect that boundary for yourself. So, yeah. Thank you for listening. I think this particular aftercare is as long as, if not longer, than the audio itself. But I just think it's important that we talk about these things. So, thank you for listening to the aftercare. You know, if you didn't listen to the audio, you were welcome here, and I accept you and with open arms. So, yeah, I'll see you guys in the next one. Bye.